Hello.
Hi, Diana. I just got your call as well. Thanks for calling back.
Yeah, I called back, but anyway. Yeah, I got somebody else.
You actually answered Kayla, but it hung up. it's all good.
I hung up.
Okay, so.
Yeah, Carol. C-A-R-R-O-L-L. And then Erie, E-R-I-E Road. 43452.
Yes, perfect. I got it down on our end as well. Now, for authorized users on the account, do you want anybody else other than yourself?
Nope.
Okay. Now, when you have your onboarding call, they're going to go in detail of what keywords are searched for the most in your area. So my question to you is, what services do you offer, or what services do you want to be found for?
Well, I'd like to just transition into doing just the cabinet.
Okay, so cabinet painting?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you do any type of, like, interior painting or
exterior
painting?
I do everything. But I'm trying to get away from it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So you only want to be found right now then for cabinet painting. Is that correct?
Right. We do. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And I thought that we can
add
to that later, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can always add and change whenever you want. So that's not a problem.
Yeah. Let's just do
that. Now, for your onboarding call, it is between an hour window that they call you. It's anywhere between 45 minutes to an hour long. So what does your schedule look like for tomorrow?
Well, are they able to do it today? Like now?
Yeah, I have. No, they need at least an hour to do research on your company. So... they have availability. Let me see here.
I guess we'll put it in for tomorrow, because the rest of my day is, I have no idea.
Okay. There is an availability for your time today between 5 and 6. I don't know if that makes sense for you. If not, we'll do tomorrow.
Yeah, do tomorrow.
Okay, at what time tomorrow?
One.
Okay, between 1 to 2 then. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to email you out when we're done with our call, the Google invite, so you'll have that as well. If you need to reschedule, that's okay also. You can just, email me back, or you can call me, whichever, and that's fine on that end.
Okay.
I'm not sure if I remember asking you, but do you have a Facebook page for your business or not yet?
No, I do not. I wanted to, but I can't. I'm not completely illiterate, but I just, my daughter was going to help me set up one and put on Marketplace and all that stuff, and I just, then my device died.
Okay.
I had a Surface 7 Pro, and it died, but I just got a different one. So now I do have something. I was stuck for about almost a week with nothing. Ugh.
Oh, I remember you were telling me, I know.
That's what I just did this morning. I just went through all my email. I went just through all my crap, because I haven't been able to get on to do anything. So, yeah, now I'm back up and running.
Do you have a personal one or not a personal one either?
What do you mean?
A personal Facebook. What?
Yes,
Facebook
I do.
Page.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to put down, if you need help with,
It's not under Gilbert. It's under my maiden name.
Okay. That's fine. What we can do also is help you do a business Facebook page if that's what you want to do. So I'm just putting it here on the notes so we can make sure we can help you out as much as we can.
Yeah. Now, I mean, all the help I can get.
Yeah.
I don't really want to miss my first. I don't want anything mixed with my personal one because I never put anything on there that people don't know. I just go on. I'm more of a perv. I don't post a lot of anything, but I check people that, you know, I check them.
You people watch just, online.
Well, my people, because I have one brother and my only sister that I don't speak to anymore, but they have nieces and I have nieces and nephews and stuff. And about the only way I find out what's going on is if I look, you know, if I go the marriages and the babies and the everything else, because I don't associate with them. My choice.
Yeah, I understand you.
It's a big, long family thing with my dad. I had my dad when he passed, and for 2.5 years I had him. I had no help. Anyway, it just turned in, you know, I can't believe my family has turned into what it's turned into, but I'm not dealing with the bullshit. So I just cut them out. That's it. I'm done. Fuck off.
That's what you gotta do sometimes, you know? You gotta
wish, you know, don't wish them any bad. Just, I just don't have it in me to, I don't need the bullshit, so they're just,
okay.
Yep. I love them, but we'll help fuck you. Them.
I feel you. So we'll help you out with doing the business one for you. Now, do you need us to build you a website as well, right? Because I didn't see that for you.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I don't have. It's all just been networking, word of mouth, reputation thing. I have never advertised. Only thing I've ever done was this stupid, and I regret. I swear to God, it's the worst thing I ever did was get involved with Angie's.
Yeah, they're terrible. I feel you. They're terrible. So we'll do the website for you. Now, I know that you're only doing cabinets, so you probably don't have to be like insured or anything along those lines, but are you licensed and insured?
But I am. I have.
Okay.
Yeah, I have 1 and 2. I have 1 million and 2 million aggregate. But.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, here's a cool thing. So this is included as well. It's not an extra cost, and it's completely up to you. So the website that we build for you is going to be a secure website, which means that your customers can pay for your services on your website if you'd like. Would you like to add that feature or no?
Is that something that can be added later?
Yeah, it can be added later. That's fine.
Yeah, no, I don't want it on there. And truthfully, anytime I can screw the government, I do it. So I don't. I know if you got me on a recorded line, I'm in trouble already. But I
no,
don't.
You're good.
Yeah,
you're good.
Back when I do new construction stuff, I get 1099 and all that stuff. But when I'm just working with individuals, unless they need it for insurance or taxes. They need documentation. I go to low on the low low as much as I can.
No worries. Now
I know it doesn't help me when it comes to a lot of things. It doesn't help me on my end, but I don't care. It's worth it to me not to have to. Yeah.
Yeah, have to pay taxes on it. Absolutely. My mom does the same thing.
Yeah.
She has a house cleaning business, so she
doesn't
report everything because she gets
there's
taxed
some,
for
there's,
it.
There's
so.
Stuff I gotta report, but if anything whatever I can get away with, I will, and I don't feel the least bit bad about it. So there you go.
All right, perfect. So the next option as well as included in your service is completely up to you. It's a call tracking feature. So we would provide you with a phone number that your clients would call, but the calls still go directly to you. Now, the reason why we provide this is because it tracks all of your phone calls. It records all of your calls. It also reduces the amount of spam calls you receive. Would you like to add that feature?
So when they find me, the number they call is not really my number. It just forwards to my phone. That
to you. Uh-huh. Correct. It's up to you if you want to do it or not. It's completely your decision.
It's still not going to stop the spam calls, though, is it?
It stops, it minimizes spam calls because when somebody calls you, it's going to say, hi, thank you for calling PaintWorks. For new clients, press 1. For existing clients, press 2. And, you know, a lot of people get spam calls, like they just massively call out. So they, when you have to press, when you have to press a specific number, it reduces spam calls because spammers typically don't do all of that. That's how it reduces it.
Right.
And you can block numbers too. It makes it on the call tracking feature because on the application you're going to be able to see everything. If a number keeps calling you and it's like it's they're bothering you, you can block them on there. I like it. I think the feature is cool, but you know, some people don't really like technology like that, which is completely understandable. So that's why I always say it's your decision.
Can it be changed later? If I do it now, can I
change
it later?
Of course.
Shit.
Look, let's just do this. I'm going to put it down on the notes that you want to think about it.
Well, put it down, as the yes. We'll put it down as the yes.
Okay.
And then if it becomes an issue, we'll just change it.
Okay, perfect. So put it down as yes. Mm-hmm. It makes sense because you can always change it whenever you want, so that's not a problem.
Okay.
Now, for specific target areas, you can pick cities.
Wait a minute. Hold on. So if I do that and it goes through that and then it comes to me, will I have their information?
Yes. So you're going to have all of their information, and you're also going to be able to go on the app and you see their information. And it also records the phone call, so you can always go back and hear your conversation that you had with somebody. And everything is tracked. And also text messages, all of that goes through.
Okay. So, like, one of the first things I do when somebody calls me and we discuss and blah, 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 especially during the day when I'm working and I'm busy and up on a ladder or whatever, I'll tell them, you know, do you text? And they say, yeah. I said, well, can you text me your name and phone number? You know, text me your information, address, whatever. Can you text me your information and then blah, blah, blah? That way, am I going to be able to do that or no?
Yeah. Yeah, you can still do that. Mm-hmm.
And I'll have their number to text them.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Perfect. Now, for areas that you want to target, you can pick cities, counties, or zip codes. What would you like to pick?
Zip codes, I guess.
Okay. What
sense?
Zip codes would you... Yeah, I mean, it's up to you depending on, I mean, you know your area best, so that's why we always leave it up to you to decide. What zip codes do you want to target?
Well, I'll do, like, of course, Port Clinton.
Okay.
But Catawba and Catawba Island is Port Clinton's same zip code. And then Marblehead.
Okay. All right, let me make sure I get this right. You said it's Marblehead?
Marblehead.
Okay,
Marblehead.
Let me
M-A-R.
Sure.
But I think they're different. They have a different zip code, I think.
So I'm putting down cities since... Do you want me to do zip codes? I mean, I can specifically look each one if you'd like me to.
And then, God, I don't know, because Sandusky is my big issue. I know there's a lot of work in Sandusky, and if the job's worth it, I don't mind the drive.
Okay.
Excuse me, I don't mind the drive, but.
I'll put it down. I can put it down as a city, Sandusky. You can always change it. So you don't have to, you're not stuck with the city. If you want to add or change in the future, you can do that.
So it's like Oak Harbor, Port Clinton, Catawba, Marblehead.
Give me 1 second. Let me make sure I got everything. So you said Oak Harbor, is that correct?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Said some weird name. I'm sorry, I couldn't understand it. Let me just tell you what I have so far, and then you tell me what I have, what I need missing. Port yeah. Clinton, Marblehead, Sandusky, Oak Harbor,
Catawba, Catawba.
That's the weird one that I was, okay, yeah. Catawba, let me put that down.
Catawba.
Yeah.
It's Catawba.
It's all a crazy
Island.
Name. Okay. No.
But they actually have the same zip code as Port Clinton. They don't have their own.
Since it's a different city, I'm going to put it down anyway, so it's fine.
Yeah, it's actually Catawba Island, ISO. Just put Catawba ISO.
Okay. Any other cities you'd like to add?
Well, I don't know.
We can always add. So I'll put this for now. If anything else comes up for your onboarding call tomorrow, we can just add them. Okay.
Okay.
Now, for hours of operation, what days and times are you open?
God, you know, I take a damn call anytime the phone rings, but...
Do you want me to put 24/7?
No, I don't want them calling me at 2 o'clock in the morning. There'll be weirdos up at night on the computer going, oh, let me call.
Some people are open 24/7, so that's why I always gotta ask. Do you want to do daily, like from a certain time to another time, or do you want to be like closed one of the days?
Yeah, if you want to go from like, you can go from like 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Okay.
Daily.
So I got you down for daily between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Right. Will that be the only time they can call? Or can they call anytime they want to call?
Well, technically, I mean, if your phone number is there, they can technically call whenever they want. But it's after 9 o'clock, it's going to show closed. So on your Google Business profile, it'll show when you're open. It'll show when you're closed. Your times will also be on your website. So people, you know, of course, respectable people,
right.
Which...
Oh, okay.
You would
yeah,
assume.
From like,
yeah,
yeah, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. is that's okay with me.
Okay, perfect. Now, for billing, is the card going to be under your name, the company name, or both?
It will be. Well, the card I'm going to give you today is from mine and Graham's joint account.
Okay, so then it would have your name on it. Diana, does
no.
it have
no,
a
the
middle?
The card has his name on it. I don't have a card. I'm just on the account. I don't carry a card.
Okay.
I just know the
name. Okay, you're.
But I am on the account. I'm authorized on the account.
Okay, so then it should be fine under your name then.
Yeah.
Do you have a middle initial that's on the account as well, or no?
L. Lynn,
okay.
Diana Lynn, L. But that's for this initial payment. That's what we're going to do, but I will probably switch it to one of my, because I have two other accounts. I don't have a business account. I have two other personal
okay.
accounts.
Okay.
And I probably will switch it to one of those.
Okay, that's fine. When you're ready to switch the card, you can always call us and we can help you do that. Okay. Now, the billing on the card that you're going to use today, is it the North Carroll Erie Road?
Yes, they are.
Okay, and what type of card is it going to be?
It's a Visa check card, debit card, whatever. Just a bank card.
Okay. All right, and I am ready for the numbers whenever you are.
Okay, it's 4055. 8364, 6439, 1591.
Expiration?
724.
Okay, and then the security code?
228.
Okay. Now, every time we call you, we're going to ask you a security question, and that's so you know that it's us calling you, not some random company trying to scam you. So you have three options. You can pick mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Just make it Kevin.
Kevin, he's for which? Yeah. Oh, the goat. How cute, Kevin.
Kevin! Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. I would love to have a goat.
Well, he's not. He's a pygmy goat.
Really?
6 years old now. Yeah, God, when he was little. Long story, but he has horns. I was getting him fixed and getting debutted, and my son called at the last minute and said, Mom, I'm going to take his horn. Let him have his horn. So last year he learned how to use them. So when he decides to get ornery, he can do some damage with his horns. So he doesn't get out and about as much as he used to because he's a registered PTSD animal. He's registered. But he used to go everywhere with us. And the girls at the bank just love him. Oh, my God. He was little. He was no bigger than a cat. You know, like, he was just tiny. And now he's only...
How cute.
He's still little. He's just a fat little... He looks like a little... In the winter, he grows extra hair. Looks like a Holstein cow with a little head. He's funny. Anyway, his name's Kevin. He's something. That's my password. Kevin!
Okay, we'll put Kevin down, and what we're going to do as well, we're going to go over the voice verification, so this is going to be on a recorded line. This is going to be pretty much for your protection as well as ours to outline the agreement that we're doing. So if you have any questions or anything, you know, just feel free to stop me so I can kind of clear everything up for you. But as I did mention, you know, it's the call is going to be recorded. It's just an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Paintworks.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Diana Gilbert, owner-operator.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is why we provided you that security question, so you don't, you know, that's how you're going to know it's us, not some random, like, company calling you. I'm going to send you also a text message. I don't know if you already have it or not, but it has... my direct extension, and it also has our office line, so just make sure you save the office line. That's the number we're going to be calling you from. Now, it'll be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash.
Say it again. I was looking for you.
In other words, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Oh, yes.
Perfect. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on 9/18 in the non-refundable amount of $299. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the, it's going to be on the 18th, in the amount of $299. This will be a reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. Now, to prevent any charges for your next month of service, please contact us 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, now I'm going to be sending you over some text messages and also email. And we're almost done as well. Okay, so you should be receiving them shortly. It takes a couple of minutes sometimes.
I just got a text. Yep, hi, this is Laura. Blah, blah, blah. I got that one.
Yes, that is the first one. So that's going to be our office line. So just make sure you save that. And it has my direct extension also, so you can always reach me there.
Okay.
And let me see here. It looks like the other ones are being sent out to you. I'm going to send you a text message. It has the link to the terms and conditions, which is exactly what we went over with you as well. So I just sent you over the link. If you can open it up for me as soon as you get it. And it's basically terms and conditions is going over what we're going to do for you. So we're going to do that Google business profile for you. We're going to optimize that. We're going to do Facebook ads for you. Also, it goes in which I did waive that setup fee, so you're just at the $299. It also goes over seasonal hold. So if you ever need to pause your account because you get really busy with work, you can always do that. Please just give us a call. And then the cancellation, which is what I went over with you as well. You can cancel at any time. The only thing I need you to do is if you can click on that says I certify, and then just type in your name exactly the way it looks with those capital letters, and then just confirm the signature, please.
Yeah. I did it.
Perfect. And let me just make sure it went through on my end. It did. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to email you out that Google invite. You're going to receive it through your email for tomorrow. The call is going to be between 1 to 2 o'clock. If you need to reschedule or change it, you can email me, text me, call me. You can also, when we call you, if you need to reschedule, we can reschedule it. But I have everything done on my end. We're going to start the whole process for you. Now, do you have any questions for me?
Yeah, my username and password.
We're going to be getting that set up for you. You're going to be getting that in about 5 to 7 days. We're going to automatically send you out what your username and password is.
Okay.
But we are actually going to be doing that now. Perfect. Well, Diana, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much. And I love the story about Kevin.
Yeah, it's something.
I know. So let's, we'll keep in touch tomorrow. As long as I'm available, I'll be the one to introduce you to the account manager. But if not, they'll still call you regardless. And
okay.
Let's get everything going for you. Okay?
All right. Okie dokie. So I don't have to do anything until I get my call tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily. So they're going to go more in detail about how to do that Google business profile and going to mail you out that verification. But we're going to keep in contact with you. But as of right now, you don't have to worry about anything until your call tomorrow. We'll go more in detail on what's needed.
All right, Laura. Okay.
All right, perfect.
Yeah.
Thanks, Anna. And you have a good rest of your day. Thanks.
Yeah, you too.
Bye.
Bye.